This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, you may not know this, but I have a number of pre-show rituals here at The Late Show, and the home audience never really gets to see them. Let's just say I go through a ton of goats. Also, before each and every taping, I come out here and I take a few audience questions, and we recorded a few. Take a look. Are there any questions I can answer before we get going? Yes, young lady.
Our friends are getting married, and they asked us to read a passage from Lord of the Rings at their wedding. We were wondering what you recommend we read.
Do this. O slender as a willow wand, O clearer than clear water, O reed by the living pool, fair river daughter, O springtime and summertime and spring again after, O wind on the waterfall and the leaves' laughter. Yes, young lady. You just got married. When a man and a woman love each other very much, I know what the question is. They share a special hug. I'm sorry, what was your question?
I just wanted to know if you had any marriage advice.
Oh, do not hesitate to say I'm sorry. Because you don't lose anything. You can't, why are you looking at him? You're like, see, I told you you should say, now say sorry to her right now. See, it works beautifully. I've been married for 25 years. Just don't be afraid to say you're sorry, because you don't lose. Yes, sir, right in the back there.
Do you have, like, a favorite souvenir from the last show?
Do you have a favorite souvenir from the last show? Yeah. Captain America's shield, right there. I got a letter from Marvel and with this shield in a big box and a letter, and the letter said that they read Cap's will. And in the will, he said that the only one patriotic enough to wield the solid vibranium shield was my old character, Stephen Colbert. And I showed it to my wife, and I had her read the letter. And she knows nothing about comic books or superheroes or anything like that. But she read it, and she looked up at me with tears in her eyes, and she said, "I have no idea what any of this means, but I'm so proud of you." Anybody else down here? Yes, sir. Is your opinion on Chicago pizza the same as Jon Stewart's? Well, I know that Jon Stewart thinks that Chicago pizza is for animals. My opinion on Chicago pizza is this, is that I lived in Chicago for 11 years and I love Chicago pizza. And what I like about Chicago pizza, and I like a nice thin crust, I like a New York slice, don't get me wrong, I can live with both of them. I'm not saying one's better than the other. But what I do, I will say this about Chicago pizza, is that it's almost entirely, but not completely, not pizza. It is a buttercrust baby pool filled with cheese and sauce that you really need a snorkel to really appreciate. And I love it. But it's really, it's almost like euthanasia to have a Chicago pizza, because it'll just put you down like a terrier with hip dysplasia. Like it is narcoleptic inducing. Do you like Chicago pizza? Yes, ma'am, in the white sweater. That's you, or gray, or...
I was just curious, because you and John Batiste are so lovely together, how you first met.
John, where did we first meet?
At your old show, The Colbert Report.
That's right, exactly, The Colbert Report. John was a guest on the show. I didn't know much about John. My booker said, oh, you're gonna love this guy. And you came on, and I went to interview you, and I had some cards in my hand, And you were talking about improvisation in
jazz. Right.
And you said,
I like to improvise, but you like to read those cards, I see.
And I spent the first 10 years of my career as an improviser in Chicago at Second City. So I threw the cards away and I got up real close. We got face to face and I said, let's talk. And I threw your album away too.
Yeah.
But after the whole thing was over, especially after they played and just tore the roof off the place, I thought I could spend a lot of time on stage with that guy once I knew I needed a band. So it was kismet. It was a very happy accident. Very,
absolutely.
Very happy accident. Thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Of y'all. Thank you.
Happy holidays from The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be back in the new year with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.